Morning, everyone. Today's Bible reading is 1 John 4, verses 7 to 16. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Saviour of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God abides in him and he in God, so that we have come to know and to believe that the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him.
Morning, everyone. My name is Jared. I'm the pastor here at High Wycombe. It's wonderful to have you here. Would you join me as we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your amazing love shown to us in you sending your only Son, the Lord Jesus, that we might live. Fill us with joy and peace and love as we reflect and rejoice in who you are and what you've done for us. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. A wise person once said, "Does he love me? I want to know. How can I tell if he loves me so?" That was, of course, Cher. And I love where she pitches her songs, if you like singing. I mean, I think in terms of my vocal range, that's fantastic. You can ask Kelcher for videos of me singing Cher songs. I'm not going to do that to you this morning. But that's a good question. Does he love me? I want to know. How can I tell if he loves me so? Her conclusion is that it's all about his kiss. That's not the answer in today's passage. But the question she raises is answered by today's passage. And it's a question that not only has Cher asked, other people have asked it too. In 1986, Survivor asked, "Is this love that I'm feeling?" Less than a year later, Whitesnake asked the same question again, different song. And according to Cher, it's about the kiss. According to Whitesnake, it's when love's really got a hold of you. And Christmas is a time that's all about love, isn't it? We have love for family and friends, love for fellow believers in Christ, love for our neighbors, love for those who are doing it tough, and ultimately, the love of God. But how do you know what love is? How can you tell if it's really love? Well, love isn't just something that's said, it's shown. It's nice to hear the words, "I love you," but we know it's real when the words are backed up by how a person lives. You know, if someone says to you, "I love you," and they steal your things, they're not really loving you, are they? They're just saying they love you. But to contrast with that, if someone says, "I love you," and then they show you kindness and care in how they treat you, that shows they do love you. So how do we know that God really loves us? Well, in today's verse, we hear just that. We're focusing on verse 9 today. And it says there, "In this, the love of God was made manifest among us." God showed his love among us, in our midst. God doesn't keep us guessing. God doesn't just say, "I love you." God shows his love for us. Not some kind of vague, abstract notion, which a whole bunch of movies have been made about, but true, kind, self-sacrificial, benevolent affection and commitment that God has demonstrated among us. So how do we know God loves us? Because he shows us. That's what it means when it says made manifest. God shows us his love. How does he show us his love? Well, how do we show one another love? I mean, there are plenty of different ways people show one another love, you know, whether it's giving or receiving gifts or, you know, serving others. Maybe you like words of affirmation or bacon. There are many ways in which we show people that I love bacon. That's why I mentioned it. And if people bring me bacon, then that shows they love me too. That's not saying that you need to bring me bacon. Just okay. Anyway, I wasn't planning on talking about bacon that much. I haven't had breakfast. Marcus hasn't had breakfast either, so he's hungry too. Let's stop talking about bacon. Why do you guys keep bringing it up? Come on. So there are many ways we show one another love, but how does God show us love? How has he shown us his love? He sends his son. That's how he shows his love. The son, his only son, he sends him. Hear this from that verse. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only son into the world. The way that we see God's love is that the Father, our Heavenly Father, sent his only son into the world. And when you think about that, how could you get greater love than that love that God has shown us in sending his only son, the Lord Jesus, in Jesus coming to die for us and his Spirit coming to fill us. So the way that we see God's love is not just kind of thinking about abstract vague notions or just trying to imagine it or anything like that, but in real reality of what he's done. Jesus becoming human, taking on flesh, is how we see God's love. We're creatures. He's the creator. We have a start date. He's eternal. We're earthly. He's heavenly. And in his great love, God the Father sent his only Son, God the Son, Jesus Christ, to be born into this world. And you notice the language of sent? It's really intentional. You know, at Christmas time, maybe you're someone who's in charge. Maybe you run the show and it's like, you know, you're sending people and, you know, you're doing this and you're doing that. Or maybe you're like me and you're one of the sent people, you know, get the knives, get the forks, get the spoons and you do as you're told. anyway, the point is there's a sending, isn't there? That we understand what that means. There's a purposeful, there's a thing that is to be done. And then there's someone who sends someone else to do it. In the God is one, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the Father sends his only Son to come to this world with the purpose, intentional mission of saving us. So it's a clear, intentional thing. And it's Jesus willingly coming. You know, the Father sends the Son, but the Son isn't begrudgingly doing this, you know, perhaps like me setting the table as a child. But Jesus willingly comes to this world because of his love. You see, God is one. We read in this passage that God is love. God is one. He is love. And the Father, the Son, and the Spirit work in unison in coming to save us, sending Jesus, the Father giving his Son, the Son willingly coming, taking on flesh, becoming one of us, and the Spirit are being poured out. And the name for Jesus becoming human is the incarnation. That's the big name for it. That means him taking on flesh. And we sing in Hark the Herald, Hail the Incarnate Deity, because that's who Jesus is. Incarnate, in the flesh, he's come in the flesh. Deity, God. Jesus is God in the flesh. That's who he is. And that's why Christmas is so awesome and amazing, because God himself has shown up in our world in his great love to come and save us. And that's why Christmas is amazing. How does Jesus coming to this world show us God's love? Well, there's so many ways, but I'll give you a few. One, Christ's humility, that he would take such a lowly position for us. This is the eternal God we're talking about. The awesome, almighty creator of everything, who is one with the Father and the Spirit, who made everything, who rules over everything, who holds everything together by the word of his power. he came to this earth to become one of us, that he would humble himself like that. What awesome love that is that God shows us. Secondly, the Father's willingness to send his Son into the world. Some of us have children, and you know what it is to love your children. And we aren't perfect in how we love our children. But God the Father and God the Son are perfect, and the Holy Spirit, perfect in that loving relationship. And, you know, we can only imagine. We don't know the immense cost. We know that it's an infinite cost, but to comprehend that goes beyond our ability to understand. But you just see God's amazing love, that he would give his only Son for us. That is astonishing love. And then finally, the dignity that he gives us as humans, made in his image, knowing that Jesus took on humanity. We have amazing dignity because we're made in God's image, but then you think about the fact that God himself became one of us. That is just amazing. That he hasn't he's not somewhere far away and not drawn near. No, in Jesus, he came to this world. He's drawn near to us that we can have a right relationship with him. The holy God becoming human. So how does God show us he loves us? He sends his only Son. Why does he send his Son? What is the intended outcome? Have a look with me in that verse. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. What's the intended outcome? That we might live through him. God sent his Son in order that we who were dead in sin can be made alive in Jesus Christ through his incarnation, him taking on flesh, his perfect life, his death, his resurrection, and his ascension. And two things I want to draw attention to are the no longer being dead in sin and headed for judgment. So we're talking about, what does it mean to be made alive in Jesus? Well, there's the no longer being dead, and then there's the abundant life in Jesus. So firstly, no longer being dead in sin and headed for judgment. Jesus, in his amazing grace, takes us out of that domain of darkness into light, out of death into life in him, in the King. And he gives us abundant life, a thriving, eternal life in him. And that doesn't mean that you're going to get all of the Christmas presents you want, but it does mean receiving the one who really matters. And the Bible testifies to knowing that the eternal life is to know him. So that is the fullness of what God is giving us, this beautiful, abundant life with him. Doesn't mean, you know, all the fancy cars and houses and all the rest of it. That's not what it's talking about when it says abundant life. It means a life of knowing Jesus and being known by him. A life of knowing our Heavenly Father as Father, because the Son, Jesus, came that we can be in Jesus, united to him, have his Spirit within us, and call God our Father. And he did this so that we could live. God, in his great love, he's shown us his love. He hasn't left us in the dark. He hasn't left us to try and keep guessing and try and muddle our way and see if you can find me. No, he's shown his love in sending his only Son. Awesome love. And he did that so that we might live. That's what Christmas is really all about. The question is, have we embraced the love that God has for us? We don't do it naturally. It's not our default state. Naturally, we don't have the life he's offering. If you do know Jesus and you know that hope of Jesus who came to save you, then I encourage you, don't feel like, oh, you know, this is just same old, and forget the significance and wonder of Christmas. No, marvel, be awestruck at the fact that our great God came to this earth to save us. Rejoice You know, I'm sure many will have fun with family and friends, others may be a difficult day. But wherever you find yourself, reflect on the amazing love that God has for you, that he came to save you so that you might live. If you haven't yet received Jesus, or if you aren't sure where you stand with him, then I urge you to receive Jesus today, to put your trust in him. I'll pray in a moment and you can pray along with me in your heart. To say, yeah, I want to receive you, Lord God, in your great love for me. I thank you that in your great love, thank you that you've shown your great love, that in your great love, you sent your only son, Jesus, so that I might have life through him. So I surrender to you and trust in you. And as you do that, you will know the great peace that God is giving us at Christmas time. So to sum up, love shown. How do we know God loves us? Because he shows us. The Son sent. How do we know? How does he show us he loves us? He sends his only Son so that we might live. Why does he send his Son? In order that we might live through him. Let's embrace Christ Jesus and the life he brings all together. And will you pray with me now? Heavenly Father, we come before you praising your holy name. You are the awesome God. You, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you are the eternal one, God over everything, creator of the universe, sustainer, ruler, majesty, the all-glorious God, the only God. And we praise your name. We exalt you. Lord, we are astonished and marvel and in awe of you and your great love, that you, Heavenly Father, would send your only Son to come to this world, and you, Lord Jesus, would willingly come to live here, to live perfectly, to die the death we deserved in our place, to rise triumphantly, powerfully, and with winning the victory over sin, death, and the enemy, and ascending, Lord, to heaven, rising to the heavenly realms where you reign now and forevermore. And we thank you, Lord, that you will one day come again. Lord, we confess we've fallen short of you and your glory. Each and every one of us has sinned against you, Lord. We've done things that haven't loved you and haven't loved others. And for that, Lord, we humbly repent. We turn away from that. We turn to you, Jesus. We trust you, Jesus. We trust that you died for us to save us. So we surrender. Lord, we don't have anything that we could offer in and of ourselves other than just to give ourselves back to you, Lord. So we come surrendering all that we are, everything that we have to you, Lord. We come with open hands, not bringing any offering of our own, but ready to receive your love and your grace and your mercy. We pray for your forgiveness, Lord. And we pray that as we reflect on the great love that you've shown us, that we will be full of joy at Christmas, but not only at Christmas, all the time, because of your great love. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have questions about that, or you'd like to put your trust in Jesus, or you'd like prayer or anything, please do chat afterwards. And we're going to have the opportunity now, as we sing, to embrace Christ and the life he brings. In this song, we sing, "Come adore on bended knee, Christ the Lord, the newborn King, Gloria in excelsis Deo," which means glory to God in the highest. Please stand and join us as we sing.